It's to be determined at this stage. We don't know the magnitude of the transactions that that were sort of residing in these suspense accounts, and what those impacts will go. I know that the that's one of the things that the IG is looking at right now, trying to find out what it is. I don't disagree with their pulling the audit on, so to speak, on the 2012, because they don't know. It could be material or it might not be. It's disappointing that we would have a system that's still not audited yet. I see this as a learning point. It's a point to get better at reconciling these suspense accounts, finding out what the magnitude of the transactions are, which years they're involved in, and how this happened will be an important part of the getting it corrected and moving forward, and providing reliable financial statements. But that to have a system that could be opaque to the way that the services had been audited, particularly the Marine Corps, is a bit unsettling. And everybody's on board that this has got to get fixed and corrected. But getting this also points out that it's one thing to have each of the services auditable and audited and all those kind of things, but you've got to have the full package: DFAS, Defense Logistics Agency, all these other agencies that feed transactions into the financial statements of the services. They've got to be audited as well. Their internal controls have got to be up to speed, and it looks like just at first blush that there's some internal control issues with respect to a suspense account that could run for more than 1 year or more than a set period of time without being disclosed to the entities that whose transactions may be residing in that expense account, in that suspense account. So it's a learning spot and setback, but one that I know that the department will get after it and find out what how big it is and how big a setback or how big an issue it may be. It is an issue that you've got a suspense account like that. Whether it's material is to be determined, and I don't know that the folks at the IG's office know that yet, or know the amount that's involved yet.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, to the general underlying issue, my understanding of the problem generally here, and with your CPA background, I hope you'll correct my understanding, is that the suspense accounts hold transactions that are somewhat in doubt. And maybe I'm naive, but I was surprised to find out that there are significant amounts of money in Treasury that can't be tracked back to an individual transaction, but can't even be assigned to a particular agency, especially that it's enough money to potentially make a material difference in an audit. How worried should we be about that fact?
Jared, you're spot on. Nor do I think can they tell which year that particular transaction was from. There's any kind of suspense account, you ought to be able to quote unquote age the expense account so that you would know the age of all the transactions in there. And attention should have been paid to the older transactions so that you get those cleared one way or the other. And it's a matter, I don't know if it's a matter of lack of resources at DFAS or where the breakdown occurred, but not being able to reconcile and get the proper account codes on those transactions so they can then be processed into the requisite Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, whoever actually owned that transaction, getting those flushed out is just a normal part of accounting. And you reconcile those accounts, you age those accounts in a sense so that you know how old the transactions are in there. So I can't tell you right now why that hadn't happened, but those are some of the questions. If I were the CPA and the auditor in the circumstances, those are a couple of the questions I would be asking. Is it how could you have multi-year transactions in there that you didn't know were from multiple years? I mean, why aren't you aging that so that you're prioritizing the older transactions to the more material, bigger transactions and get those flushed out?
Well, yeah, and as I understand these accounts, they're only supposed to hold transactions for 60 days until they can be assigned to the proper place. Do we know for a fact that they were in there for much longer? I mean, that's the logical conclusion of this, right? That they were in there for, as you suggested,
well,
many
we're
years.
We're 60 days way past 2012.
Right.
And you would expect there wouldn't be anything in there that's not a fiscal 20. And now we're so far into fiscal 15, you would expect that everything in there would be related to something within the last 60 days. That's the normal expected kind of thing. You always have transactions that you don't know exactly what happens, but you ought to have the resources to be able to analyze them and get them flushed out on a timely basis. Somebody put in there a rule that said they needed to be 60 days. And if we've got transactions in there that were older than that, then somehow, some way, that 60-day marker was obviously not not observed, or it was not, something happened that the 60 days, that account didn't look like it was fresher than it is, because obviously the IG is worried about their transactions in there from 2012, potentially. So, that's a legitimate inquiry or line of inquiry that the folks at DFAS have to be able to explain.
Well, and the letter from the IG makes pretty clear that they don't believe that they would have had any way of knowing at the time of the original audit that this was even an issue. But that there had to be someone somewhere that knew that all of these transactions were squirreled away in Treasury for so long. Is it plausible that this was a complete surprise to everyone?
Well, apparently it's a complete surprise. I do think that as we now know about these suspense accounts and beginning to backtrack where they came in other words, the transaction came into the expense account triggered by somebody, it stayed there and it shouldn't have come out and gone into somebody's books and records. Well, that original transaction out there didn't get completed or didn't get reconciled over to where it needed to wind up. So as we understand the nature of the transactions that are still there, the nature of the things that were happening to cause why they didn't just, you don't want to run things through suspense accounts. You want it to run straight through to the books and records of the entity that's the best process. Ever from time to time, you'll have a transaction you just can't identify, but that the original triggering of the transaction wasn't within the suspense account. It came from somewhere else in the system.
Right.
Got in there, got hung up, and didn't make it out to the other side. And understanding that is part of what we have to do to figure out what the responses should be and how the corrections should go, is to learn both sides of the transaction. We know it didn't come out of the suspense account the way they should have. We need to know how they came into the suspense account, and that's there's probably a lot of folks over there right now scrambling to figure that out.
We've had a very hard time so far getting answers from either DOD or the IG about how hard it's going to be to unravel this whole thing and get a new opinion to replace the one that just got pulled back. Do you have any better sense than we do of how heavy a lift this is going to be to get everything squared away again to the satisfaction?
I don't. I would need to know kind of the number of transactions you're talking about, the
right
dollar amount of the transactions, all those kind of things probably are a bit opaque to the IG as well as the other folks involved. And my guess is there's a monster scramble going on right now to get those kind of facts and help the decision makers and those who are responsible understand exactly what the circumstances are. So we're pretty able to guess how long that might take.
And I would imagine one of the reasons they're scrambling is if this was an issue in 12, it probably was an issue in 13 and 14, the years that are under audit right now, right?
Exactly. No, you shouldn't have things that reside in a suspense account beyond the 60-day number. Because you ultimately have to know what those transactions were, what impact it had. Was it an expense that should have shown up or expenditure? Did you buy something that needed to be, that you understand you now own? Are there refunds that are going through there that should have gotten put back against, all kinds of things. You just don't have good base accounting data if you've got a lot of transactions that are in suspense and they've been in there for longer than the normal expected, in this instance, 60 days.
And finally, sir, I think there's still a fairly sizable contingent of people, even in the department, who say this whole audit thing is too hard. We're never going to get there. Why bother? They've kind of got another argument on their side. What would you say to them and to the workforce that put so much effort into getting this clean audit in the first place, or what they thought was a clean audit?
Well, to keep up the hard work, it is hard, and it's a lot of volume, a lot of transactions, and it is difficult. But hard is not impossible, and it's the right thing to do. We've got a pretty righteous effort going on that the American taxpayer deserves to know that whatever money's being spent is being properly accounted, and that the decisions are being made off of good information and good data. And so, just because it's hard, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it and that we can't do it. We just have to, quote unquote, redouble your efforts. The folks who have been in the trenches and thought they had clean opinions and those kind of things, they've been working hard at it. I know they're disappointed, but this is not the end of the world. These are accounting transactions, and we will figure out where they came from and where they need to go and get that recorded properly, and then move on and learn from the circumstances. We've also had, continuing problems or complaints from the services that because DFAS and can't give them the proper assurances that their transactions are flowing through DFAS properly, this may be an opportunity to focus additional resources at DFAS and to get that part taken care of, maybe earlier than it might have otherwise gotten taken care of.